From cameras to cookies to the couch, we're going to be transported back in time for a few years ago by a short scene enacted by Lady and Candice.
You're very quiet today, Mav. That's unusual. What's wrong?
I know. I just feel really bad, you know. I just feel I've been sitting in this house the last 4 months. It's been 4 months since I was suspended from my work situation. And I just don't know what to do with myself. I'm just so, so confused.
What's confusing you the most?
Well, it's just that, you know, in this time I thought somebody would contact me and they haven't. And my mind's going round and round. It feels like being like a hamster on one of these wheels, you know what I mean? You know, I keep thinking, should I have said this? Should I have said that? What if I'd done that? But, you know, all the time I'm just thinking, what should I have done that could change things? I'm just really, really disappointed.
Haven't you always enjoyed your job, though?
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, I really thought I was, you know, having a good purpose there. I'd, you know, taken the organisation through the recession. We were really going strong. But more than that, I thought it was where God wanted me. You know, I was doing it for him. I'd prayed through things. We'd been given so many blessings. You know, it was wonderful. You know, 3 years ago, when I was, at the interview stage, I knew I was going to get that job before they even asked me to accept it. I just knew because it was such a God incident. And now I'm just thinking, well, phew, I am really disillusioned.
No, I understand that. And maybe part of it is that you've put in a lot of change at work and God's pushed you that way to do that, but other people aren't ready to change at the moment.
Yeah, I think you have a point, but I'm really, really discouraged.
Okay, well, there's not much I can do about that right now, but I've got something to cheer you up.
Go on then.
It's a film.
Mm-hmm.
It's Disney.
Oh, Disney.
And it's Frozen.
Oh, I haven't seen this one before.
It's really good.
Really good.
I love it.
And that is how Frozen entered and how we sat and watched it. We watched it, we laughed, we cried at it. We came up with some very different lyrics to some of the most famous songs of Let It Go. But I don't know how many people have seen this. I hope most of you have. It is just a most incredible film. And it just spoke to me in a way that I never expected. And at the end, there's a scene where one sister sacrifices herself for the other. The betrayer has come in and is going to kill the sister, and to stop her, the other one reaches between, and as she turns to ice, she stops the sword from killing. She makes the ultimate sacrifice. And I watched it and I thought, do you know, I know someone else who made that sacrifice.
And this began the journey of writing Unfrozen, how to melt your heart from life's disappointment, disillusionment and discouragement by opening the door and stepping into God's warming light.